A single bomb blast can damage a pipe or substation, which in turn can result in water supplies being cut off for weeks. In situations of armed conflict, often technical staff are killed or forced to flee, resulting in a long-term deterioration of water and other essential services. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has more.
Air strikes against water and electrical facilities in Syria and the contamination of groundwater resources in Gaza are further examples of the negative impact of armed conflict on water. We have also seen warring parties seek to control dams and dikes. Controlling strategic dams on the Tigris and Euphrates rivers has been at the center of military operations carried out by ISIL in Syria and in Iraq.
None of us can live without water, said Christine Burley, vice president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC. People need water to drink, to grow food, to cook, and to stay clean. And it's directly linked to public health, she noted.
Polluted drinking water or insufficient water for washing causes people to get ill. This puts additional strain on health facilities and medical personnel already struggling to cope with high demand and limited capacity.
ICRC provides safe and clean water for populations affected by conflict and violence in over 80 countries. Humanitarian organizations like the ICRC have been working together with local actors to protect water resources and installations, said Danilo Turk, chairman of the High-Level Panel on Water and Peace. However, these efforts may not be enough, he added.
They may require additional means, including diplomatic and, yes, military means. Now, this opens, obviously, a set of difficult questions, particularly in situations of urban armed conflicts. Difficult, yes, Mr. President, but not necessarily impossible. Defense of water by the civilian populations, by the affected populations themselves, is a legitimate form of self-defense and can be legitimately assisted by military means.
Mr. Turk urged member states and the UN to send water and electric power specialists in the early stages of deployment of peace operations. They could help rapidly evaluate, repair, and rehabilitate water supply systems in order to restore or establish basic services to the affected populations. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.